Well, we seem to be catching up with people on the move, and certainly on the move this morning is Agnes Mlambo. She is the Group Executive for Distribution at Eskom. After a very big day for Eskom and a very big day for lots of workers yesterday, but let's just get into the reason why this happened and indeed where those smelters might be going from here. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Mlambo. Let's just kick off with your job. You are in charge of distribution at Eskom. If I understand correctly, that's kind of the till point. That's where the money comes into our electricity provider.
Yes, that's true. We are managing all the customers and all the revenue to Eskom.
So yesterday was you were in the hot seat, presumably, with those discussions with Glencore, Merafe and with Samancor. Do you want to just tell us the background to these?
Well, dating back to 2024, our smelters have been really challenged with market prices that have plummeted, making it difficult for them to compete. Obviously, because of the imports into the country, that has really made it difficult for them as smelters to remain competitive. So dating back to 2024, we approached for a special price, which was significantly lower than the Megaflex, which is the average tariff that is paid by the businesses. Obviously, through the NERSA process and the public participation or public hearings, they were then given a price that was reduced from our original price, which was about 40% cheaper than the price that other customers are paying. That obviously gave them some time from 2024 to mid-year this 2025 in terms of some breather to try and be able to compete. But unfortunately, the market forces has not been kind and continue to put pressure. And even that price happened not to be good enough. And that is why we have found ourselves where we are now.
Now, you did come to another bit of breathing space yesterday. It's not a conclusive negotiation. There's a memorandum of understanding. Is this not kicking the can down the road, perhaps? I know it's a big story, the smelters and thousands of people who are going to lose their jobs and, lots of export income that's going to be gone. But how far down the road are you to getting a tariff that both parties are happy with?
Oh, it's still early stages. It is really still early stages. All that we know is we have an aspiration in terms of the price that we need to get to. And what we've accepted and what we are working on is that we cannot get to that price the traditional way. I've given you the background that in 2024, we gave them a negotiated price. Unfortunately, we can't do that approach. And that approach requires the rest of the customers to subsidize the smelters. That's obviously not sustainable. And so where we are now is we are starting on a clean slate. We need to, and it requires us to unpack the whole value chain. From the time that we procure the coal to the time that we supply the electricity and review our value chain, our price path to be able to derive this price that we're looking for. So we are really at early stages. If you're asking me, what are we going to do? I don't have an answer. What we do know is that we're going to have to find a solution, and that requires us to literally unpack our business, not just for Eskom, but also for the customers. Because yes, there may be some other changes or improvements that they're going to have to do in their plans that will make it easier or rather cheaper for them to use electricity more efficiently. That will then also help them to utilize a bit of less electricity, even though we are also working on the price. So the price is not just the issue, but it is the aspiration.
This is where the unthinkable happened. They just came here and took his car.
No. I sold it to them. What's this?
It's crime scene tape. Did they pay you at least?
Within 15 minutes, money was in my account.
Were you happy with the number they brought you?
I got almost the same price as what I paid for the car. Everything was easy, everything was painless.
Well, there you have it, South Africa. With We Buy Cars, you won't come short. How tall are you really?
1.93.
We Buy Cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
It could be a new template, perhaps, where you do negotiate with different industries, because I'm sure the steel industry, the cement industry, the mining industry will all be watching this very carefully.
Yeah, we are expecting them to watch it very carefully. And yes, it will be a template. And that is how we are approaching it.
And then how, if you can just unpack for us as well, how much are you now operating in Eskom's interest and in the national interest? Clearly, in the national interest, we don't need any more job losses. We don't need any more drops in export earnings. There is a very important a role that Eskom plays, which the whole country now very much understands after load shedding. But from where you're sitting, are you just with the Eskom hat? Are you just trying to make Eskom the best deal for Eskom? Or do you even consider what might be best for the country?
Well, what is best for the country is best for Eskom, and what is best for Eskom is best for the country. You cannot separate the two. And that is why we have this MOU. It's because we've realized and we've accepted that it is not just about Glencore or Samanco. It is about the country, and it also is about Eskom and the rest of the Eskom customers. So you really can't separate the two.
Now, we saw a lot of negotiations with ArcelorMittal over the Newcastle plant, but in the end, the economics just told out and it was impossible for the parties to meet. If you have a look at where you are now in your discussions, how confident are you that you can come to a solution?
That's a difficult question. I am confident. I'm confident because we have all the stakeholders that are coming to the party. So this is not just an Eskom issue. It is not just the Glencore Samanco. It is also the government's interest to make this work. And for me, if we have all the stakeholders, including Labour, by the way, if we have all the stakeholders finding a solution, there's just no way that we will not be able to find a solution that can work. May not be perfect, but we should be able to find something. So I'm really confident on that basis because we're not working alone. It's a joint mission.
But now let's just say you do come to a conclusion. I guess the whole country hopes that is the case. Before the end of February next year, which is your breathing space, and then there's a further fall in global prices. What then?
One of the the interventions that we are looking at is how do we mitigate that risk? So it's not just about getting to the price, but how do we mitigate that risk? How do we find a sustainable solution that will also protect the industry? And I'm unable to give you more information around that, but those are the things. We are looking at everything in terms of finding a sustainable and a long-term solution. So yes, that risk will be there. And it's one of the things that we're going to have to play out in whatever solution that we come up with and stress test it to that extent. But I suppose something is going to have to give at some point. We are at a crossroad and we need to decide what is more important as a country. And that's the whole point of working with the government as well as labor and the customers.
I understand that part of this arrangement will mean bringing back online 40% of capacity that is lying idle at the moment at the smelters. Can the grid manage this?
Oh, yes. Remember, this is capacity that we've always been providing. And that is why, it's volumes that we only lost in August of this, of 2025. So our capacity is available to supply the 100% of the volumes. At this point in time, without us getting to the price that is required, we can only salvage 40%. And the whole MOU is designed to salvage 100%, but not only that, grow the industry, because there is a lot of potential in the space.
I'm sure the consumers are listening to that and saying, it'll be good for the economy, but what about me? What about load shedding? Is that not a risk with all this new demand that is going to be fulfilled by Eskom?
No, that is not the risk, and that's not how we see it. Remember, we have not just recovered in terms of our capacity. We've retained a lot of our power stations, including Quebec, online. And of course, there is also the private sector in terms of the generation capacity. We do have the IRP that is, the intent is to even have more capacity available. So as we grow the demand, we are confident that the supply will be there, not just from Eskom, even though we are confident that we should be able to provide a lot of that capacity that is required by the smelters. Because remember, the smelters require the base load. And right now, only Eskom can provide the base load. And that is why it's critical as Eskom, together with the smelters, to be able to find that solution.
Have your customers told you how many jobs are at risk here and indeed how many smelters will close down?
We've estimated plus minus 5,000 jobs. And then direct jobs. And then obviously, if you look at indirect, it easily gets to 10,000 to 15,000 jobs that will be affected.
And as far as the breathing space is concerned, until February, NERSA have to come to the party now, and they've been quite slow at making their deliberations. Is there anything that gives you confidence that NERSA will be able to bring you some support in this whole process by the end of February, or do you have an allowance in there to kick the can down the road a little bit further, give yourself a little bit more breathing space?
Fortunately, they have come to the party. In the last 5 days, we've had a couple of meetings already with NERSA. So they are very much taking this as urgent, and there is a full appreciation of the impact, and that support is there. But obviously, they are the regulator. They are governed by their own rules, and they have to follow the process that they need to follow. But as far as the appreciation of the problem is concerned, I'm confident that they are joining the party. In fact, we've got the full support.
So you've been in your new role since August. It's not long, but it does appear to be quite a change in approach from Eskom. Did you come in with a whole new plan? And you've been at Eskom for many years, so you know the game, and you also know the accounting game, so you understand the language of business. But are we anticipating, or can we anticipate from this engagement, that we'll see a new deal coming for the way that Eskom operates with industry in South Africa?
Yes, we are going to expect a new deal and a new way of doing business, but it's not just because of me. It is an executive a direction that we have taken, led by the GCE, Dan Marugane. So it's not just a distribution charted a path, but it is really led by the GCE. And we've got the full minister's support. It's actually at national level. It is not just a distribution issue. It's not just an Eskom, but it is spearheaded by the minister as well.
So if you bottom line it for the South African public, what would you say has come out of these last few days, and how will things be different in future?
We have everyone worried. We have everyone applying their mind, and we have everyone thinking differently. The outcome, we're yet to get there.
But everyone's trying to find a solution that will work in the best interest of the country and employment and wealth creation, I guess.
Yes, we're working 24/7, really working 24/7. You would not believe that it's an engagement almost every 4 hours around the space. And that is why I'm saying we've got everyone thinking and applying their mind and exploring everything that we can think of. And yeah, there is no stone unturned. But yes, we are still a long way, and we've got a commitment that we are all going to work throughout December to be able to meet the deadline. It is a tight deadline. We don't have much time.
I hope you'll at least take Christmas Day off.
We'll try. We'll have Christmas dinner. But the mind will still be working, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. Agnes Mlambo is the Group Executive Distribution at Eskom. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.